Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by California College of the Arts, offering extension courses focused on design, fine arts, and digital technology. Campuses in Rock Ridge, Oakland, and Potrero Hill in San Francisco. cca.edu/extension.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa met with Chinese President Xi Jinping today. Again, they've met three times in as many years. Today's meeting focused on establishing nonstop flights between LAX and Chengdu, Shenzhen, and Tianjin. Last year, 460,000 Chinese tourists visited Los Angeles, making China L.A.'s number one overseas market for tourists. Today is going to be a nail-biter for Republican Andy Vidak of Hanford. Last week, it looked like he won the 16th California Senate District seat with 52% of the vote, but then his lead slipped and he was clocking in at 49.8%, which would require a runoff in July with Democrat Leticia Perez, not to mention a couple months of sweaty summer campaigning. But first things first, vote counters get busy today after the holiday weekend, catching up on more than 300 uncounted ballots. The winner of the race will fill the Central Valley seat vacated by Democrat Michael Rubio, who left in February to take a job with Chevron. As Congress debates federal immigration reform in Washington, D.C., California lawmakers are pushing several bills to strengthen state protections for immigrants. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains two of those bills threaten to shut down companies when employers intimidate immigrant workers.
The San Joaquin Valley produces more milk than anywhere else in the country, and most of its dairy workers are immigrants. For nearly a decade, Jose Arias milked cows at a San Joaquin County dairy, two shifts a day, 6 days a week. He wasn't paid overtime or given rest breaks, and he finally left the dairy and filed a lawsuit. As Arias and the dairy owners were in the middle of negotiations shortly before trial, he says he learned the attorney representing the dairy had contacted immigration agents about him.
I felt nervous. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't even eat because I was thinking about what could happen.
Arias is undocumented, and the possibility of getting deported to Mexico, separated from his wife and four children, terrified him. Even talking about his case still makes him nervous. Sitting in his attorney's office, he speaks haltingly, softly, shifting uncomfortably in his seat.
I feel, well, defeated, but I'm pushing on.
I see.
This month, Arias filed a separate case claiming he was retaliated against when the dairy's attorney contacted immigration agents. In an email, the attorney said the charge is, quote, completely without merit, though he wouldn't comment for this story. But Arias says he knows he has rights, even as an undocumented worker.
I want to stand up for my rights so other people don't have to go through what I did.
Now, two bills working their way through the state legislature may help more immigrant workers like Arias come forward.
I've worked 40 hours. You've paid me for 20. And when employers say, you know what, if you keep bothering me and asking for this money, I'm going to call immigration on you.
Assemblymember Roger Hernandez of West Covina is sponsoring one of the bills. Senate Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg has introduced a similar measure. Both bills include a $10,000 penalty on employers who retaliate against workers. The Steinberg bill would specifically address retaliation by attorneys, like what's alleged in the Arias case. The Hernandez bill would require that a court permanently revoke business licenses from employers who retaliate against their workers more than once. That's the part that's getting a chilly reception from business groups, like the California Chamber of Commerce and the California Association of Wine Grape Growers.
The problem here is that the remedy proposed is remarkably broad.
Mike Belote is a lobbyist for the California Employment Law Council, a group of the state's biggest private employers. He says he doesn't doubt that retaliation against immigrant workers can happen, but he thinks the Hernandez bill could hurt California's economy.
If one of our very, very large employers, who may have tens of thousands of employees in California, if you have one rogue supervisor who engages in these practices twice every license possessed by that business must be permanently revoked.
Hernandez, however, insists that's a fitting punishment. He says existing federal and state laws that protect workers from retaliation haven't stopped employers from using the threat of calling immigration authorities to keep employees quiet.
That creates a very chilling, stifling element in the workplace. I'm confident the majority of Californians do not want our economy to be helped through exploitation.
Hernandez invited workers from several companies to testify in front of the Assembly Labor and Employment Committee in March. Among them were immigrant workers from a cheese plant in Hanford, known as Marquez Brothers. Shipping clerk Candida Venegas helped lead an effort to unionize that plant.
So we told our people, you know what, we're going to go to Sacramento to show you guys that we shouldn't be afraid anymore.
Assemblymember Hernandez says company lawyers showed up to the Sacramento hearing, sat behind the workers, and tried to intimidate them.
One, I find it really ironic and outrageous that as we sit here today discussing employer intimidation and harassment of employees who seek to find justice in their workplace, that these employers would hire high-priced attorneys to come out and follow their employees here today.
Candida Venegas is a U.S. citizen, but she says she was standing up for her immigrant co-workers. She was fired shortly after the hearing in Sacramento.
And everybody's scared now. You know, they're pretty much saying, I mean, if it happened to her that was trying to help out people, what's going to happen to us?
The committee that Hernandez chairs has launched a formal investigation based on the claims made by Venegas. Marquez Brothers declined to comment for this story, although a company spokesman told the local newspaper that Venegas was fired for getting into a fight with another employee, not because she was challenging working conditions in the plant. The immigrant rights movement, though, is rallying around Venegas, cheering her at a recent May Day march in San Jose, where Marquez Brothers is headquartered. Both the Steinberg and Hernandez bills have passed through committee and are headed for votes on the full floor of each chamber. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
This story was co-reported with Rachel Estabrook. And finally, water agency officials, environmentalists, farmers, and Indian tribal leaders from 7 western states meet in San Diego today to talk about the Colorado River. Again. Last year was dry, and this year looks set to be drier. With 15% of the nation's crops and the daily water needs of 40 million city slickers at stake, federal officials are calling for all sides to come up with an action plan as opposed to yet another study. That's the California Report for Tuesday, May 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California, and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment, Health Happens with Prevention, at calendow.org.